Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, listeners. Welcome to Winners Podcast Radio. I'm your radio host, Dr. Emmanuel Odoyo, and I'm so pleased to have you today in this show. And I want you to understand that the time we are going to spend together, you will see it fruitful and is able to lift you to any level in this life. As I usually say, you are a winner. And that is how I see you. You are a winner. You are an achiever. Whatever you call yourself, that is who you are. But this is what I'm calling you because this is who I see you to be. You are an achiever. We are in this series. We started this series since last week called The Unlimited Power of Positive Desire, Dreams, and Purpose. The Unlimited Power of Positive Desire, Dreams, and Purpose. And I want you to understand, the unlimited power is inside of you. You have the power to desire for everything that is good. It costs you nothing. You have the power to dream. It costs you nothing. You pay nothing for it. It's just for you to dream and have a life of purpose. So today, I want to go deep or dive deep into how we can attend or receive whatever we desire in this life. Today, I want you to understand something very, very important. That you can accomplish, I want you to understand that you can accomplish your impossible dreams. If with only you can surround yourself with the right persons or the right people in your life, always have this in your mind, that there's someone somewhere who can help you. That is, no man is an island. Do you understand? You have great dreams. You have great vision. You have good desire. For it to come to reality or for you to accomplish those dreams, you need to have it in mind that you cannot do this alone. You need people to help you. You need to surround yourself with people that are with like minds. I know that there are people that may disagree with you, but still they are useful in your dreams. That is why the Bible says, even in Proverbs chapter 16, verse 7, it says, when a man's way pleases the Lord, he maketh even his enemies to be at peace with him. Sometimes your worst enemy can become your friend. Your worst enemy can become your friend. So what you need to understand in that place in Proverbs, he said, if your way pleases the Lord, if your desire pleases the Lord, if your dreams and purpose pleases the Lord, he will even make that man who is your enemy to become your friend and become useful in your dream. Do you understand? But what I'm emphasizing today is this. For your dream to come to accomplish, for you to achieve what you want in this life, you don't need to go alone. There is someone somewhere that can help you. If you look at this place in the Bible, let me just read this place for you in Ecclesiastes chapter 4, 9 verse 12. This was written by the wisest man on earth. He says, from Ecclesiastes chapter 4, from 9 verse 12, he says, two are better than one because they have a good return for their labor. If either of them falls down, one can help the other up. But pity anyone who falls and has no one to help them up. Also, if two lie down together, they will keep warm. But how can one keep warm alone? Though one may be overpowered, two can defend themselves. A cord of three strands is not quickly broken. It is talking about team building. Now, for you to achieve your goal or to achieve your dream in this life, you got to be somebody that has this mind of team building. Whether it is in marriage, whether it is in business, small business, big business, I'm telling you that you don't need to go alone. You need to do what? You need to have good people. You need to get those smart people into your team so that you'll be able to make it. For example, Jesus Christ, when he came in, when he came in for his mission, you know, to win the world, to make them to understand the kingdom of God, he didn't go alone. He now discovered that he doesn't need to do it alone. So what did he do? He bring people along. He got his 12 disciples. He said, okay, let me go ahead and get my 12 disciples. That is an example of team building. Team building is very, very important if you really want to make it in this life. That's why the Bible tells us two are better than one. Two are better than one. Today I'm telling you, if you have a good idea, but lack the money, time, or knowledge to capitalize on your dream, if you have a problem, if you face a problem but can't see how it can be resolved creatively and constructively, then the most important piece of advice I will have for you today is this. The most important advice I am going to have for you if you really want to achieve your dream or achieve your goal in this generation is to do what? There is someone somewhere who can help you. Jesus knows that he needs people to help him in his dream. He needs people, even when he will not be here, that they will carry on his legacy. What am I making you understand today? You need people in your life to make it in this generation. You need people. You can't do it alone. Yes, you cannot do it alone. You need people to support you. You want to build up that great church, that great ministry? You need people around you, smart people, great people around you. That is what I'm advising today. Wherever you are, whatever your situation, there is someone somewhere who can help you. That someone may appear to be your worst enemy. In reality, he may be the very, very person who will prove to be your best friend. Even your worst enemy can become your best friend. So my advice for you today is this. There is someone somewhere who can help you achieve your dream. So don't be scared. There are people, they don't even trust themselves. That's the problem we have today. There are people, they don't even trust themselves. You've got to learn how to trust people. Trust people, trust God, trust yourself. Some people are scared. Everything they do, they're scared. They just want to do it alone. And that's why they can't move forward. Not that they're not succeeding, but they can't expand. Everything about them is just in a narrow form. That's why I see some churches are not growing. That's why some businesses are not growing. That's why I see some companies. You see a lot of things. Some marriages are not growing because they want to do it alone. No. You need someone. You need people to support you. You need people that will pray for you. Jesus knows that he can't do it alone. So if he can't do it alone, we also need to learn from it. There is someone somewhere to help you. What did John D. Rockefeller say? He said this. Okay, listen. If you have an idea and find money and time, you can't build a successful business without assistance. You need people. Rockefeller said, yes, I simply hired men who were smarter than I. Look at someone like Henry Ford. And I love this man so much. Yes, Henry Ford decided to produce his famous V8 motor. He chose to build an engine with the entire 8 cylinders cast in one block. That was his dream. That was his choice. But he discovered that the only way he can do this is to surround himself with smart people, smart men, smart engineers. He surrounded without those engineers, he wouldn't have made it. Even though most of them opposed it, they said, no, it's not possible. But he still told them, go ahead and try. Keep on doing it. But he didn't do it himself. He has the vision. He has a big idea. You may have all the big ideas on it, but I'm telling you today, what I have for you today, what you need to take home is that you need people in your life. You need assistance. You need people to support your dreams. Whether you're a pastor, whether you are a businessman, whatever you are, you have that big idea. Whether you're an inventor, Whether you want something to, listen, you need people. Without people, Henry Ford would have not been able to produce that car. His famous car, do you get me? So that is what I want you to have today in your mind. Get people to help you with your dream. Get people to help you, even with your marriage. Be willing to search heaven and earth until you find help. You may quit on God, but God never quits on you. He has helped waiting to lead you to succeed, to success. You must be smart enough to believe that there is help, determined enough to find that help, grateful enough to pay for that help, and humble enough to accept that help. Be ready to, when you see this help, be ready to pay for it. Do you understand? Be ready to pay for those help. When you see them, when they're coming, don't be stingy. Be ready. When those who come, see those who that will help you, don't be stingy. Don't be spiritual. A lot of people, when they see help, they become so spiritual. No. You don't need to be so spiritual. You need to be ready to pay for that help. People like Henry Ford, people like Jesus Christ, he made sure that he paid what he deserved to bring those people out. He gives them that confidence. Do you understand? Every successful man has this possibility thinking of what? Team building. Do you understand? Do you get me today? There is someone somewhere who can help you. Let this be in your mind. Even when you are praying, Father, attract me. Bring those people that you place in my life to be a help to me. That is the kind of prayer you need to pray. Give me the right wisdom to be able to attract those people you have placed in my life to be a blessing. Even someone like Solomon, he had people who brought him, he had officers who brought him things every month. They supported him. Even David had people who were really, who backed up with him. They supported him with their whole heart. Any war, anywhere he goes, they go with him. He can't do it alone. He can't fight the war alone. He can't build the altar alone. You need people. So now I want to give you some, I want to give you some steps on how to attract the help you need. Write it down. How can you attract the help you need? How can you attract those people you need? You understand what I'm telling you? To help you achieve your dreams, to help you achieve your goal in this life. I want to give you 7 of it. Write it down. Number one, be prepared to pay for the help you need. A laborer is worthy of his wages. When you have someone that is there to help you, be ready to pay. Be ready. Even if I say, no, I will volunteer. Volunteer? Okay, that's good. But I'm going to pay for what you're doing, what you're helping me for. If it's your own way, if it's just creative, good, I'm going to pay for it. Whatever the person does, tell the person, I am going to pay for it. Oh, we are going to share it together. Oh, we are going to share a percentage. Just be ready to pay. Even when a volunteer can be paid in any form, do you understand? It can be paid in any form. And that will motivate, or that will inspire, or that will make that person have the mind to help another day, or have the mind to continue helping. Do you understand me? This thing also happens in the marriage. Marriage is also give and take. Do you understand? Give. Both sides got to give. Both sides have got to give. Both sides got to give. You know, that is love. Love is both sides. So when your two heads are together, when two minds rub together, concerning one goal, I'm telling you, things become so easy. Do you understand? Be willing to pay. Be willing to pay. Be prepared to pay for the help you need. I've seen marriage fall because a husband and a wife felt they could not afford to go to marriage counselor only to spend far more money, emotion and time and energy on a divorce. Listen, man, I want you to understand something. If you want to achieve your goal in this life, there is someone there to help you. But you must be willing to pay. There are smart people. There are people, just remember, there are people even smarter than you. But if you are willing to bring them to your dreams, you explain your dreams, you make them to understand your vision, you want them to carry out their vision with you, and you are willing to pay, I'm telling you, they are also willing to work with you. Even your enemy. Do you understand? Number two, why accept failure and defeat when you can hire men to help you succeed? Don't accept failure. You know, some people, because they just want to hide their dreams, because they want to, why accept failure? When you know that you can hire men. I know you're not an accountant. You're not an accountant. You don't know anything about accounting. But you can hire an accountant to help you in your business, to help you in your dream. You're not a writer. But you can hire someone who is a writer. I'm telling you the truth. You don't need to know everything. You don't need to be an engineer. But you can hire an engineer to help you to achieve your dreams. There are things I don't know. There are a lot of things I don't know. The only way I can know those things is for me to ask people or pay for those who know it. Do you understand? There are a lot of things I don't know. That I ask questions. I look for those people who know better than me. And I use them to achieve my goal. There are things you don't know. There are things that are good, that are very good in networking. You may not be good in networking. And hire someone who knows much about networking. Hire somebody who doesn't know about marketing. Hire somebody who knows more about marketing. Or make friends with somebody that knows much about marketing to help you succeed in your goal. So what do I want to say? Be a team builder, not an empire founder. Be a team builder. If you want, men are men who have a team building complex. Team complex, not a star complex. Possibility guys are team builders, not empire founders. Be a team builder. Build that successful team to make it in this life. Build that team. Not star. I want to be alone, you know. I want to be a lone star. No. If you are a star, make others also to be a star. Those who that are in your inner circle, let them also be a star. Make them to understand, if you are a star, they also will be stars. Do you understand? That is how it is. Forget about status, credit, and glory. Status seeking, credit gambling, and glory hunting, executives generate unimaginable jealousy. When you are in that, I want to be the first, I want to be the number one, then you put other people down. No. As you are going up, have the mind that if I'm climbing up the ladder, I will bring these people that are helping me also to be at the top. You even promote them more than yourself. Jesus Christ didn't even baptize nobody. Do you know that? But he allowed his disciples to baptize. That's to make you understand. He valued his workers. He valued his disciples. He makes them go in front. He said, go and heal the sick. He didn't go with them. He allowed them to go in twos. He promotes them. You know, he makes them to become stars. People begin to know Peter, John, all those guys. Jesus didn't go with them. Say, go and heal the sick. Even Judas Iscariot, who betrayed Jesus, went also and healed the sick. His name was, he was known everywhere. Jesus didn't say, because I am the healer, let I always be there to do the healing. No. Go and baptize. Go and do anything you want to do. He didn't do all those things. He allowed them to do it. Sometimes he trusts his people. He trusts his disciples. He allowed them to do what they're supposed to do. He allowed them to be creative. He allowed them to exercise what they have inside of them, what they've learned from him. That is how your dream can come true. You can have a music, but you can't sing. You may be the person who is the main person who has the vision, who has the music, and everything you can sing. But you employ, or you now have somebody who can sing, who has the voice. You don't say, because I own it, I need to sing it. No, that is not how it is. Do you understand what I'm telling you today? And if one will say, because I want to build a car that is like this. Because I want to build a car, let me turn and become an engineer. No, he employed engineers to work on it. And I just believe that this word today will make sense to somebody. You may die alone with what you have. You know that there's a lot of people today who have visions, dreams that can transform the entire world, that can make them become great. They die with it because they don't want to let go. They don't want to bring it out. They don't want to bring people to their dreams, explain it to them, and want them to work on it and make it come out real. Today they're in the grave. A lot of dreams die in the grave. Make up your mind. Okay, let me give you this one. Give your teammates great freedom. Jesus gave his teammates, gave all those his disciples freedom. He said, go and heal the sick. Go. He gave them the freedom. He gave them the authority. He said, even though you are healing the sick, wherever you are, people are going in two. He didn't say go in one, because two is better than one. It's still team. Teamwork. He said, go. You have your freedom. Go and heal the sick. Just heal the sick in my name. I am there with you, even when they are healing the sick. He gave them freedom. Do you give people that work with you freedom? Freedom to think? Freedom to be creative? Freedom? Because some visionaries, some dreamers, they are scared. But they say, oh, people will steal my dream. Oh, no, I'm scared. No. Jesus wasn't scared of anything. He said, go and heal the sick. And his disciples went and healed the sick. Every great man, every great man, every great woman of today, I'm telling you the truth, go and ask them, they give freedom. Freedom to the employees. Freedom to those who are working with them. Freedom that wants their vision to come out real. Do you understand? Maybe that's why you are still in the same position as of today. You got to know that they put that there to help you. Look at someone like Joseph. If he was the person that hid his dream, he would have been there in prison for long. But because he exposes his dream, because he makes good use of it, because he uses on people and make friends, the person that even introduced him to Pharaoh was his friend, because he revealed who he is. And when that guy was there, I remember the guy. I remember someone in the prison, and he was brought out to become a great man. If you keep on hugging your dreams, you keep on thinking that you can do it alone, you will become small. Everything you do will be very, very small. Do you understand? It will be very, very small. You cannot move forward. Your ministry will always be one or two or three. Where two or three are gathered together in my name, I shall be there. That is what you'll be preaching every day. Because there's something you're hiding. You're even scared of your assistant. Your company will be so small every year. You can't advance because there's something you're hiding. You don't want to share it out. You don't want to bring it out to your system. You don't want to bring people in to help you achieve a greater goal. Everybody has the power, the ability to expand. Everybody has their power, the ability to increase. It depends on how you think, on how you want to do it. Some people don't want to spend money. In this life, they just want to... Everything is just greedy. They want to hold everything. Even their marriages, why their marriages is suffering today is because they don't even want to, they don't want to spend, especially money. People don't want to spend money. People don't even want to give out ideas. People don't even want, they just want to hide everything within themselves. And as I hide it, I'm as close up. That is how everything about them is small. May God help you today. I just believe someone is having something today. Give your teammates great freedom. Make up your mind not to lose a good man once you have him on the team. I will stop here now. This is where I'm going to end. When you have someone that is good, make up your mind not to lose that person. Someone says, no. Oh, this person is a good person. I know he's a good, I can replace him, because if I allow him to keep on moving on, I'm going to pay, how can I pay him $20,000 per hour, or how can I pay him $20,000 a month? A good person, that he can spend $20,000 a month and he gives you $1 million in a month. You waste it. You're not looking for somebody that you will replace, that can replace him. And when that good man leaves you, another person takes the person immediately. Make up your mind not to lose someone that is good in your team. If you discover that someone is good, don't lose that person. No matter what it is, no matter how much it costs you, spend on that person. It's better for you to spend all you have on someone that is good than spending money or small money on somebody you don't even know well. That is what that is killing a lot of management, a lot of corporation, a lot of companies today. So that's what is killing them. They will see somebody that is good. They just believe that they can replace the person instead of paying the person well. So managers today, you go outside and you see somebody that you think, you know that your husband is good. Why not stick to your husband? Why not see how you can work things with your husband, but you're looking outside? That's what we are talking about. When you lose him, then you say, wow, I've now jumped from fire pan to fire. The one you meet will be the worst. You say, wow, if I knew, I would have kept my husband. Or if I knew, I would have kept my wife. Now, I'm now entering into fire. From fire pan to fire. You know, I would have taken time to work with my husband and make things happen. Now, I've now gone to someone else. Look at how this person has treated me. That will make you die quick or you fall sick and become useless on earth. That is how some companies is today. They know somebody that is good. They know a talented person. They just lose the person because of what? Maybe because of money, because they are greedy, because they just lose the person for nothing. And when they have the next person will come, the next person they employ, say, oh, maybe no, this person, this person can replace you. So when it comes in, it becomes useless. Such establishment never grows. I'm talking about leaders today. Even a church leader, some pastors are afraid of their sisters, some pastors are afraid of people who are talented, who are creative. I've seen it in ministries, in law ministries, they are so scared. It's not going to make good use of that person who is talented. Pull the person, make the person to stay comfortably. You will now begin to, because of jealousy, because of fear, you now let go of that person. The person now opens his own ministry and it will become very, very great. I know someone like, I know a lot of ministers who talk so much about this. Even Joyce Meyer said something about this. Joyce Meyer said it. She had this problem in the ministry, but I want you to understand that's not where we are driving to. Where we are coming in today is this. You have someone somewhere that can help you achieve your dream. You have someone somewhere that can achieve your goal. So now what do? You pray for that person. Pray for those people whom God has brought into your life. You see, Moses, there were people who lifted up the hand of Moses when there was war. As the one they lift up his hand, Israel were defeating the war. There are people like that can lift up your hand to achieve your dreams. Do you understand? So the prayer you need to pray for this year is this: God, bring those people into my life. Those positive people, those positive-minded people, those good people that will help me to achieve my dreams. As you do this, God is going to do it for you. And as he's doing it for you, you will excel in this life. You will excel in everything you are doing. And as you are excelling, as you are growing, as you are becoming great, those people also will become great. So you don't only think of yourself, you also think of them. So today I say, may you be blessed. I will see you again next week. I'll see you again. Father, in the name of Jesus, this one is listening to me today. Let him be blessed or let her be blessed. Whichever country you are listening to me, whichever country you are listening to me, as you take hold of this word, Lord, let them be blessed. Let them be blessed in the name of Jesus. So I will say today, goodbye. I'll see you again. Remember, blessed. This is your week, and this is your year. I will see you again next week, Monday. Make sure you have what I've just said today. There is someone that is there to help you. Have a blessed day. Have a blessed week. Bye for me.